All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Marcus. Marcus and Marcus? Marcus and Mark. Well, we're off to a good start. Anyhow, what we're planning to do in this show is going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. So let's see how this is going. So today is, what is today? Tuesday, September 19th. And yesterday, markets have been really quiet ahead of the Fed meeting. But today, markets are on the move. So we'll take a look at this. Plus, we'll take a look at our positions, especially the ones that we entered yesterday, and also look for possible new trades. So there's a lot going on in this show. So make sure that you stay tuned and give us a like if you want already. Otherwise, wait. Do it later. Anyhow, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we're real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff. We're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you are here looking for some honest insights into the world of trading and some bloopers along the way, then you are in the right place. Jeez. This is an interesting morning. We already had our mastermind meeting this morning, so I've already been talking a lot. Let's actually go here and let's take a look at the S&P, Mark.
There we go. So a little uncertainty and maybe some nervous markets as we approach the Fed day tomorrow. It actually kicks off today with the Fed's two-day policy meeting. And tomorrow is the big day, but trading near session lows right now.
Yeah, if you look at a 5-minute chart, I mean, we opened lower and basically have been sliding ever since. Look at this, just going down, trading at session lows, as you said, on kind of no news, really. I mean, there wasn't really anything that moved the markets other than some housing reports that we can take a look at.
Yeah, there we go. Looking at the economic calendar. So, yes, we saw there was a lack of growth in housing starts. And, permits were better. And I think that this is just a little jittery going into the Fed. Traders looking for something. And you also have crude oil, Marcus. So there's this data here, but I agree. You see, it's a medium impact report, a yellow impact report, but maybe crude oil is the bigger player here.
You really think? I think, honestly, we talked about it yesterday. Markets cannot stay in this super narrow range. If you look at the S&P from yesterday, I mean, basically, the markets weren't moving at all. And we already know that tomorrow, before the Fed meeting, we also expect super quiet markets. So I kind of feel that today is a little bit pushing around. And you're right. It might be that we are looking at crude oil. It might be that we are looking at the housing starts. One of the things that happened here this morning is that when we had this report being released, interest rates started moving. So there's some correlation, but it's more or less like, okay, we cannot be within a 10-point range for 3 days in a row.
And, there's always, is the tail wagging the dog or is the dog wagging the tail? Because, of course, the futures markets were down at that time. Crude oil was going higher. Interest rates were going higher. So, you could create your own story, but the bottom line, traders paying attention to the Fed this week.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is where we also see that the VIX is climbing higher. Let me go to a daily chart. We still see that it is at fairly low levels. But earlier this week, we were trading at below 13. At least we're back up to 14.71. The VIX is the fear index. And that basically shows that there is some uncertainty right now. And it's not about what the Fed will do tomorrow, but it's more the wording of the statement.
Absolutely. And we know that's the case. It's priced into the market that the Fed will not raise rates. And I don't see them shocking the market just for fun. So I'm going to say that, the Fed won't raise rates. It's all about wording.
Right. I was trying to bring up the tool, but it's loading very slowly. I mean, right now traders are factoring in a 99% probability, but then what's next? I mean, this is what's on the calendar right now, and this is why there's some nervousness. And the VIX is moving higher. I mean, today up 5% for the day so far.
Yeah, Marcus, and if you look at the heat map in PowerX Optimizer, this is really a drop across the board.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it on other days where we have a little bit green, a little bit of red, but here it's red all across the board. I mean, Amazon leading the tech stocks lower, minus 3%. NVIDIA, we have it up here. So also down 1.6%. Microsoft down 1%. I mean, so it's across the board. We have a few outliers. IBM is up a little bit. Eli Lilly is up a little bit, but mainly we are red in pretty much all sectors.
Yep.
All right. So a couple of stocks that I wanted to look at before we take a look at our positions, one of them being NVIDIA. I mean, NVIDIA, really interesting, had this massive run up, but right now, August has not been kind to NVIDIA at all. I mean, this is where it's probably some profit taking that we see here.
Yeah, hitting a bit of a wall there. There was that move higher, making highs for the year after earnings, but since then, just pulling back. Looks like we're trading in this 420 to 480-ish, 500-ish range. Definitely hitting a wall, though.
Yeah. So, and then, I mean, the other thing that I wanted to take a look at, and I found this really, really surprising, is at the car makers. Because in the news, we do have the strike that is going on right now. And as of this morning, it seemed that the strike might be actually widening and keep going on. However, the main automakers here are kind of unfazed by this. I mean, Ford right now against the overall market, up 0.2%. GM also up 0.4%. So it seems that a lot of this news is already priced in, and you talked about it yesterday.
And I do think that it's priced in. There, you know, some uncertainty there is priced in. Of course, there's some premium in the options market. But it is a bit of a surprise that you're going to see strength here on a day when the overall market is down. And we'll just have to see where this all ends up and how long it goes. But right now, it doesn't seem like anybody's really budging on contract talks.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why this week I'm not trading GM. I mean, I've traded it over the last few weeks and months. But right now, I am very, very surprised by this up move, and I'm staying on the sidelines here with the GM a little bit. But hey, we anyhow have plenty of other positions that are right now in our portfolio that we can talk about.
We do. Definitely some nice opportunities this week.
Absolutely. So CSIQ, let's take a look at this. CSIQ today, up 1.8%. I mean, loving this. We are definitely still in this range, but I like it that on an overall down day, we're up 1.8%. I mean, this is against the grain.
I'll take it.
Yeah. I mean, we got a sign at 35, a break even at 34, 30, 35. So we still have to move higher here before we can sell calls, but definitely moving in the right direction here. All right, what else? Next, NEE, Next Era Energy. And NEE had a great run over the last few days, and now almost seems that there's a little bit of profit taking place here. So with the dividend payment that we received last Friday, my break-even is at 68.05. I believe that your break-even is very, very similar. Right now trading at 67.60, so slightly below our break-even. Not being able to sell calls today, but I mean, I hope that we go back up here towards the 70 level where we have been last week.
Yeah, and keeping an eye on calls this week, at the open yesterday, there was some premium available. We did have some Mastermind members get some calls off there, but just didn't get a chance to sell calls. That would have been nice, though, with this pullback.
No. All right, next on the list, PNC. PNC almost feels the same. I mean, PNC had a really nice run up. This was a 10% move. So right now, pushing a little bit lower today, kind of with the overall market down 0.92%. I think that PNC and the banks will move tomorrow with the Fed statement. I mean, that's definitely something that banks and also CSIQ is waiting for.
I agree. This is where we just need to wait, see what that reaction is. Hopefully positive, but could move tomorrow.
All right. TXN, a trade that we entered yesterday. Actually, I entered it yesterday, and then you decided to join me today.
I did. I just had to squeeze out a little extra premium on those calls.
All right. I know that you're itching to tell everybody. So I got 80 cents, so $80 per contract sold. And you got?
86 cents.
Nice. Okay. Well, yesterday, you were kind of kicking yourself a little bit, at least, because you were holding out for 85 cents yesterday. Never happened. You were trying it also in the afternoon when TXN moved a little bit lower. I couldn't get it. And then this morning, I think you got lucky.
Well, you know, I mean, this one chart-wise, I like the chart. There's some nice support there, nice ranges for TXN. The premium was definitely there. So yesterday, I think it was a good trade. And I did miss it in the morning. I kept an eye on it in the afternoon. I didn't have an order working because I wanted to see just where it would go. So we did have some traders get 80 cents plus in the afternoon yesterday. I was watching it again this morning. And on that dip, making session lows, I was able to sell puts and get a little more than you were. I mean, that's it. Getting a couple pennies more isn't as impressive as getting a box of ribeyes, though. So, you know, it's okay.
Well, now that it loaded, let's take a quick look at this. And I probably have to accept a few cookies. So talked about it earlier before we keep looking at our positions. 99% probability for tomorrow. And yeah, I must say, honestly, I'm a little bit surprised by this. But right now, it does look good for you. So traders are factoring in a 71% probability that the Fed will keep rates the same. But you know what? All of this will change tomorrow. So tomorrow, sure, all of this will look much, much, much different. And this is where we'll revisit this on Thursday morning and see where we stand. But right now, yes, it does look like I have to send you a box of steaks, which I'll happy do. I happily do.
All right. Yeah, and you're right, though. Tomorrow, everything could look different.
Yeah.
Or it could look like I'm definitely getting them.
Let's take a look at UPS. UPS, also an interesting one. First of all, let's take a look at the overall chart. And we have to zoom out a little bit so that we see it. I mean, this were last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, you sold the 165. Put, yep. Because there was some nice premium available there. I mean, this looked like good support. UPS moved lower. So this is where yesterday I joined you and I sold the 157.50 put. So you're assigned. I'm not assigned yet. Right now we are trading below. So UPS is moving lower. So we'll see where we are on Friday. I wouldn't mind getting assigned at 157.50. I think there's super solid support right now. The 155 strike price is even available. So that's another possibility. But yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully do the same as you do and getting assigned here in UPS.
And this is one that I'm still happy to own shares at 165. I really like the entry that you have there. I think it's a solid trade. We have some nice support there. And this is a company that was involved in some labor disputes, just like the auto workers. They were able to come to an agreement, signing a five-year contract. And the impact of those costs led to a gap down there. I mean, not a substantial gap. I think now this is, you know, it's old news. and it's just trying to figure out where we go from here. I do think that we could get a bit of a rebound. You see that gap down and then fill in the gap. So this week, Fed and then also a FedEx, they're reporting after the bell tomorrow. So there could be a little movement because of FedEx earnings, just some sympathy movement.
Yeah, so let's see. This is where, as you said, we can take a look at the earnings calendar. And tomorrow after the bell, that's where FedEx is reporting. So let's see what happens there. So kind of a big day for UPS tomorrow.
Sure.
All right. So before we take a look at the markets and see what's happening here right now, let us know if you find this helpful at all. And if you do, give us a like. So we really appreciate all the likes that you're giving us here. All right, let's take a look at the 5-minute chart of the S&P. Almost seems that we might have found here a bottom right now, or do you think we will drop a little bit further?
I think we're going to drop a little bit more, but end the day, let's say the S&P down 0.75%. So I think we have a little more before we find a bottom, but it's not just going to be constant selling. That would be my guess.
Yeah, I agree, because this looks very dramatic, like, oh my gosh, it's in free fall. But if you look at it, this is only 0.7%. It's not even a percentage point. Yeah. So I agree with you. I think that we could push a little bit lower and then bounce back into the close. I'm with you that I believe that the S&P will be less than 1% down by the end of the day. What about the NASDAQ? Do you think the NASDAQ will be more than 1% down by the end of the day?
I do.
Yeah, I agree.
Not substantially, but I think we'll be below 1%.
Yeah. Anyhow, so lots of stuff going on here. Never a dull moment. The big day tomorrow. So we'll be back here tomorrow morning. If you enjoyed the show, give us a like, consider subscribing, hit the little bell, this way you get notified whenever we go live. We'll be back here tomorrow morning to see what the markets did today and how we are going into the Fed meeting that is happening tomorrow, big Fed day tomorrow. So make sure that you don't miss it.
Happy trading, everybody.